The federal Medicare program doesn't pay for prescription drugs. Even so, many Medicare patients are able to get drug coverage by joining an HMO. That is changing, though, as more and more health plans say they can't afford to pay for prescriptions. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on a Medicare HMO in California that is trying a new approach to keeping drug costs down.
16 years ago, Pacific Care Health Systems launched a new product. It was aimed at senior citizens who had Medicare health insurance. Medicare pays for basic doctor and hospital care, but not for many things older patients want. Medical Director Dr. Sam Ho says the new Medicare HMO paid for many of those things.
Prescription drug benefits, comprehensive health improvement programs, preventive services such as cancer screening programs, health education programs, dental benefits.
And with all that, PacificCare won customers easily. In 10 years, over 1 million Medicare beneficiaries. Today, it's the largest HMO for senior citizens. But since the beginning of this year, the company has taken back one of its most valuable benefits. It no longer pays for brand-name prescription drugs. It only pays for generic drugs. So if seniors want the new brand names, they'll have to pay out of their own pockets. Dr. Ho says the new policy results from an unfortunate confluence of events.
The cost of drugs have increased approximately 90% in the last 5 years, almost doubled in the last 5 years.
And at the same time, the federal government cut back its payments to Medicare HMOs. That means less money for health plans like PacificCare.
We just cut 15% of our workforce. That was an extremely painful decision, but we've had to live within our means. And we had to make ourselves a stronger company in the face of these restricted federal reimbursements.
Most HMOs, even those serving younger people, have increased what consumers have to pay for prescription drugs. Some have dropped drug benefits altogether. In this context, Dr. Ho says paying only for generics is better than nothing. And as of January, about half of all Medicare HMOs switched to similar policies. For most medications, generic versions are available, but when they're not, patients can face big costs and difficult decisions. Sybil Totten has insurance with PacificCare. She's 70 years old and has severe rheumatoid arthritis. Until recently, her disease was so debilitating, she was nearly bedridden.
It was a struggle to walk around. It was a struggle to do anything. Then when I did do a little something, I would get really tired and have to go and lie down. And then it would affect my back, and so it's hard for me to even straighten up, and then you feel like you're walking like an old woman.
For an active person like Totten, life was miserable. Her doctor tried a number of arthritis drugs. One didn't help, another helped, but the side effects made Totten severely ill. Then a new drug came on the market. Its brand name, Enbrel.
After about 2 doses, right away, I started to feel much better. My whole system was better. And about 2 weeks, then I started to play tennis again and be active. And my whole life changed and became more normal again.
But now all of that is threatened. Because Enbrel is a new drug, it's still under patent. So there are no generics available. If Totten wants the drug, she'll have to pay for it herself. It costs over $1,000 a month.
The only way I think we really could afford it, my husband said, is, well, we could sell the house. He said he doesn't want me to go without something that really helps me and to live a normal life, and that's what he would be willing to do.
Totten's doctor, rheumatologist Eileen Schwartz, says that since the first of the year, patients have called her every day, saying insurance no longer covers their medications.
More than ever, I feel like I'm just about being told how to treat my patients. And, you know, I don't have a huge ego, so it's not an ego issue with me. It's that I know what's right morally and ethically, and I do feel that we need to give these patients the best care possible. We've made them live a long time through all of our progress in various areas, and now we need to take care of them.
The doctors Schwartz works with share similar concerns and worry about their patients getting what Schwartz describes as the latest and greatest in medications. Consumer advocate Dr. Sidney Wolf directs Public Citizens Health Research Group. Wolf says these new diminished drug benefits are simply symptoms of an escalating financial war between two healthcare giants.
You've got an insurance industry that is largely increasingly controlled by stockholders, and a pharmaceutical industry which is controlled by their stockholders, who want to get as much money as they can. And so the profit margin for the insurance company on one hand and the profit margin for the pharmaceutical industry on the other hand are really at war with one another.
Wolf speculates the war won't end unless something big changes. Either brand name drug prices come down, or the federal government decides to include coverage for prescription drugs in Medicare. Congress has been debating that idea for years, but the benefit is very costly and therefore controversial. And now, without any federal surplus, it's unlikely to be seriously considered. Patricia Namond, NPR News, Los Angeles.